They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know.
So
if that's
my my favorite Disney movies are Pocahontas, the 1997 Tarzan.
Right, right. And, it's important to differentiate.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that it's of course. And then Frozen is really good because I just couldn't let it go. That, right. That was the
lesson. Oh God, he did it. Oh, hey Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
I'll give you one guess.
Oh, Christ. Is he going through his Disney list again?
We haven't gotten to Belle. Just don't bring her up.
It's reset! Originally called, and I think better, All You Need Is Kill.
That's a
badass
title.
It's really awesome.
Why did they change that to Edge of Tomorrow? It sounds like a nighttime soap opera in the 80s.
Because they want somebody other than 13-year-old boys to see this movie.
I'm not sure they do, actually.
And also, you know, it's not Japan.
So, I'm sorry. Yeah. They want to trick the girlfriends of 13-year-old boys into seeing this movie.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, which they don't have to try too hard, because for whatever reason, teenage girls still find a 50-plus-year-old Tom Cruise hot.
It's true.
It's because they don't watch Oprah, so they don't know that happened.
Well, he's also had the most expensive plastic surgery work probably you can have done on the planet, because I gotta admit, it's pretty flawless.
Yeah, he looks great.
Dude, yeah. Did you see his teeth in The Outsiders? Yikes.
He's been fixed up a bit by modern technology, as he is in this film.
I'm not saying he's a cyborg, but when he walks, you hear...
Right? Anyway, I'm Chris.
I'm Beau.
Ashley.
And back with his tail tucked firmly between his legs is our buddy Elliot.
Oh, hi, Elliot.
I like my tail between the legs. It sort of looks like a second dome. So I like it.
Didn't you quit in jail?
Yeah. I thought you walked out on us.
For ladies.
No, also, just time and work and mostly ladies.
Well, he said ladies.
Yeah,
no,
lady. For him.
Lady. I'm, no,
I'm lady. Lady.
I actually like the idea that they've been going out now long enough that he can bring her around us.
It's he's warned her. He's given her the dossiers.
The property disclaimers have been given.
Okay, fair
the
enough.
Cattle prod, if I get too close, bad, Ashley, bad.
No jokes about sex, because I don't know what would happen.
Actually, though, she found you really, really funny.
Oh, I really liked her. And yeah. She was dealing with whiskey, Ashley. And she's a special Ashley.
And she did have the squirt bottle with her. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you for coming back, Kelly. I had to give you a little bit of smack talk there.
I want you to give it to me as much as possible on every... That sounded wrong.
No.
Damn it.
I think one about handles it. At least till somebody else is new on one with you, and then you might have to suffer.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
But Edge of Tomorrow is...
the most violent retelling of Groundhog's Day there's ever been. Yes.
That's the thing. It's like a very... And first, let me start off by saying, I did genuinely really enjoy this film. I had a great time.
So did I. It was super fun.
But that being said, it is the most calculated... film by committee that really knew how to do their job well.
Well, that's a
mix
yes.
of Starship Troopers and Groundhog's Day. Like, somebody walked in and said, I have really... Hey, Jim, I got a good idea. Check this out. What if we mix Starship Troopers with Groundhog's Day? It's like, man, Steve, you crazy. What the fuck? And the next day, he brought in a whole script. Oh, you weren't serious?
And also a bowl.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, this is based on a short story, a light novel, according to Wikipedia.
I guess it's like
I believe they mean a novella.
I think it's an anthology series in Japan.
Well, it's also a manga.
Yeah.
Oh well, there you go. So it's for illiterate subway commuters.
Oh,
hey, I'm not getting to this argument right here.
And Bo just created 800 enemies on the side.
I'll be here all night. Have fun in the comments section.
I like the idea that was the sound of everybody putting down the pillows with their favorite Japanimation girl on it to make an outraged fist in your general direction, Bo.
My waifu was imaginarily quite upset at what you said.
All I will say is Miyazaki also did manga. That's all I'm saying.
Better enough. But Tom Cruise here plays Major William Cage. Despite what you've seen in the trailers, yellow-bellied cow.
Oh, he's horrible.
Oh, my God, his pussy is huge.
Yeah.
He's gaping.
He's just pretty much, you can actually hear whistling through him when the wind blows.
It's like a windsock. Yeah.
For a minute, I really thought it would be kind of a cool end. Like, he would just wake up at the end and finally, we killed all the coward out of you. Now we're ready to be a soldier.
This was just training.
It felt like Ari going to war. Ari from Entourage.
Right, I mean, that was the point. He's a guy like that. He joined this war where the aliens have come down to Earth and are not rapidly, like Independence Day rapidly, but like
methodically.
He's taking over the world.
In the pre-alien world, he was basically Pete Campbell from Mad Men. He had an ad agency and it and everything else after the invasion went tits up. So he's like, well, I better get, like, you know, I was in the ROTC. They drafted him. He's like, hey, I'll join the propaganda corps and I'll serve out my tenure doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Where he's the guy who convinces people to join up with the Marines. But apparently the last push is coming. They're like, we're throwing everything we got at the aliens. We think we have an idea how we can do this.
Except this time it's in France.
Yeah, I haven't played through the Battle of Normandy so many times since that Call of Duty game. You know, you're like, oh my God. It very much is that's what they're going for.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
Like, the reason they think they can get away with it is because they had won a previous battle with a great
warrior. That's another thing that the stoner realized. It's like, dude, if we just took the first 20 minutes of Saving Private Ryan and just kept playing it over and over again, people would love that.
Let's face it, that was the best part of that movie and that Call of Duty game. So,
it's when he salutes the flag at the end, you asshole.
No, it's not.
No, it's Tom Hanks' speech where he's like, most people wouldn't recognize me now. They'd say he's a teacher. That just figures. Just saying I'm sentimental.
I don't know who you people are. Anyway,
it was all those guys getting shot on fucking in fucking Omaha Beach. Fuck you.
Everyone is motivated by this female warrior played by Emily Blunt.
Full metal bitch.
A full metal bitch, as they call her.
Which is awesome.
Of a previous battle. You know, she's got Cloud Sword from Final Fantasy VII.
Exactly. she's a hero from another battle, and that battle is called every major female character video game that's come out in the last 10 years.
I was expecting to say Bankai at one point.
So if I got less into origami and yarn and more into ass kicking, would you guys call me Full Metal Bitch?
Absolutely.
Yes. So there's a chance.
Definitely never referred to you like that before, right,
we call you yarn bitch.
Yarn bitch. Full yarn bitch.
You know what? I'll take it. That's pretty good.
But he ends up, he's like, no, I'm not going to do this. Tries to run away. Like, I'm not going to go into the shit. And they Shanghai the shit out of him. And
it's kind of awesome.
He literally like, I'm not going to do that. And they're like, fine, you're under arrest. What?
But in the sense that, like, they drug him, knock him out, and he wakes up, you know, right outside the shit with Bill Paxton as the Master Sergeant.
Amazing
doing
performance.
Like, one of the best Bill Paxton, like, assholes, like, military guy performances since Aliens. It's like, come on, motherfucker, let's go. And he goes, shipped off to war, and he survives longer than he should have, considering he's wearing, even with a giant mech suit that he doesn't know how to use, but
that's in like a different language.
When a giant alien jumps on top of him and they both die together in an explosion, he suddenly wakes up right back, waking up at the military base, still handcuffed, lying on a bunch of sandbags, going, fuck. So thus begins the conceit of this movie, that something about that death of the alien caused him to be able to keep resetting every time he dies and go back to that start point. Thus the Groundhog's Day effect. Eventually he seeks out Emily Blunt's character going, look, this shit's going down and I need some help. And fortunately she is indeed more helpful than Andy McDowell.
Because Andy McDowell doesn't know how to kill somebody in like 50 different ways with a rolled up newspaper.
What kind of movie would Groundhog's Day have been if that was
a fucking more awesome movie, as if that was possible?
Well, what I was missing was Tom Cruise making an ice sculpture out of Emily Blunt. Like, that would be great. As like an emotional climax
to
Ray Charles plays.
To be fair, Emily Blunt is very emotionally reserved in this.
It's that point where he's like
smoldering.
It's like, I know we're like busy trying to kill aliens and save the world, but I just wrote this song for you.
It's actually the piano scene out of Top Gun, but he's been learning Chopin on the side.
It was funny, the first time she killed him is because he ordered vermouth.
You know, like, and to be fair, they actually do kind of do that in its own way.
Oh, yeah.
It's
very,
I mean,
funny.
Like, there's a, the running joke of this film is even the audience never really knows if most of the time if you're seeing him experience stuff for the first time
yeah.
or the 5,000th time. Yeah. And a lot of the comedy that works here is her going, hey!
Sorry. Well, it's not so much, hey, it's like, motherfucker, I know you've done this shit. That was a little too smooth.
Dude, you know he hit that in the barn like 500 times. Come on. Yes. And it's, when I say barn, I don't mean when they were in the barn, if you know what I mean. Oh, sorry.
Well, it's like,
it's just immature, Bo. Well, it's just immature.
Eventually, he starts treating her like an old married couple. He's like, oh, yeah, you gotta help me, whatever. Just stop talking.
I did want to see, like, the bit in Groundhog's Day where he's just like, fuck, and just running around and just completely frustrated, but he's like, fine, I have scruples and morals now, great. It would be really good, been nice, and at one point he's just like, just going through the motions. And there are occasional action sequences that you can tell that he is doing that, and he occasionally fucks with people. And that's where a surprising amount of the film's hearts come from. It really, you know, it works as entertainment on the comedic level a lot of times.
Oh, it's extremely funny.
I you know, and Cruz is really in his element here, because he's... You know, he's being the wise-ass, you know, ad man from Jerry Maguire, but he's also being the kick-ass action hero from Mission Impossible.
We get to watch him translate from one character he always plays to the other character he always plays in the length of the movie as he grows.
And the bridge between those two characters is him from War of the Worlds.
Right, yeah. And he's, you know, he's a lot less insufferable than he can be.
He's been turned down.
He has been in a while. I mean, yeah, he's not the only hope for humanity gets a little bit easier to force down when you've got Emily Blunt like training him how to kill people
and
literally shooting him in the head every time he fucks up.
He's like, no.
It is kind of funny when he's like hobbling away. He's like, it's just a broken leg.
And
he's just
like, I'm sorry, man. I have a hangnail. What's wrong with you?
She's like, I'm bored. Goosh.
Did you see that terrible movie last night?
No, I'm in a good mood.
I really enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I was going to. I'm not the biggest inherently Tom Cruise fan. A part of it is I feel like he's not big enough to save me.
But to be fair, most of the guys in this room are.
Haven't you ever seen The Littles?
To be fair, only I am not. Y'all two are tall. And
you need the mountain.
Oh, you just called me fat, you asshole.
Come with me if you want to live. No. I just, careful, you'll shoot your eye out.
Fair enough. No, but I didn't go into this movie thinking I was going to like it as much as I did. Visually, I thought it looked pretty good. There was a couple things that I thought were lacking that actually me and Bo were talking about earlier. But overall, the sense of it has just the right amount of taking itself seriously so that when there is action going on, you can be into it and care about the characters, but enough of a sense of humor and an awareness about what kind of movie it is that I found it to be really enjoyable.
It really reminded me of, you know, some of the classic action movies of the 80s.
Totally.
Because they're not here to sell you any deep meaning. This is a ride. It's very slickly designed. You know, there's little catchphrases here and there. There's nods and winks. And, you know, hey, man, that works for me. 1984 was a very good year. So.
Yeah.
It's funny how, like, I know this is just jaded talk to some extent, but it's so slick that at points it almost took me out of it. Where I was like, wow, you guys have, like, thought through everything.
I have
detail
here.
They're like, nailed it.
But most of your solutions for things were things you stole from other things and really blatantly. That's the thing, though. It's such a well-done melange. It's hard for me to, like, really be critical of it for. I mean, even the aliens are pretty much just the hunter-seekers from The Matrix.
Yeah. Well, that was my thing.
Design flaw, definitely.
Yeah,
I would like to go to an action movie and be really amazed by the monster again. Like the next action movie that when I see the monster and it's something like Aliens and new in that way, or it's something like Predator and it has an aspect to it where I'm like, yes,
this movie is, this movie's all about concept. You know, the thing that suffers is There is nothing here that you haven't seen before, but it's put together in a way that makes it a really, really fun hot rod of a movie.
I tell you, I disagree a little bit because the way the
movie, you're wrong.
The way the movies move.
Shut up, Elliot.
Was something I
God, didn't he quit?
Was personally something I haven't seen before, but you know, you said it really does meld together well, but there was one little scene where they couldn't quite tie it up, and it's such a clunky line. When they're first talking about, you know, why they have this vulnerability and why we can do anything, the scientist goes, I think humans, we're its weakness.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, y'all should just cut that out. I didn't need any of that.
So it's like in science where they're like, oh, shit, we're allergic to water.
Yeah,
why did we come to the water planet?
The way to sell that scene would have been to have him say it and everyone just kind of stare at him. It's like, or I can just shut up.
Yeah, they should have done something
to make
like
it
that.
Like, okay, if you want to look at it that way, you can. Or you can be the way the other people look at it and go, just like, really, that doesn't help us at all.
Yeah. I tell you, I really, really enjoyed this movie. It did a few things that I love about time movies. Like, same thing About Time did. It says something about time and about just life, and that even if you can replay the day over and over again, some things are immutable. Some things are just going to go the way they go. And he kept on, there's a plot point where he keeps on trying to do one thing and he can't do it.
And I like the idea that the thing that remains the same is Bill Paxton.
It is.
That's a world I want to live in.
Watching a movie with Bill Paxton
you
is
do
like a
live
crucible.
I know, it's so fucking good.
I love one of the characters is named Dragomir. I turned to my girlfriend and I was like, we are totally going to name our first child Dragomir. And she actually said, you're right, we are.
Oh my God.
It's a nice middle name.
Keeper.
Put a ring on it.
Well, let's go to final thoughts and start with Ashley.
That's me.
Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, I think we really hit a lot of the highlights. The only thing I could have asked of this movie is if they were going to keep what these monsters are such a secret. It's a while into the movie before you see the first one, not really highlighted in the trailers. It is kind of like, what are these aliens? I was really hoping that they were going to knock that out of the park, where what we saw, I think, the squiddies from The Matrix, a little bit like an alien monster with like slightly longer dreads, is kind of
right.
Yeah,
more Rasta.
Like yeah, more Rasta version.
Like it was like they hybridized with the people in the rave in The Matrix 2.
Oh, just don't hurt him, Hammer.
Topical, Elliot. Topical.
Well, we are talking about the Matrix sequels. So.
Yeah, my references have to make sense about the Matrix sequels.
That is so fair. It hurts. It hurts me. So yeah, that's really the only thing I could ask of this. Otherwise, I really thought it delivered. The action sequences are good. The 3D looks pretty good. The narrative, like the dialogue between the characters, is way better than a movie like this necessitates. So I think everyone's really going to enjoy it. I am going to give this movie 7 out of 10 shadows.
Fair enough. Elliot?
I really like this movie. I think it has a lot of good points in that the action is well shot. I like the creatures, but I can see your concern. I think there are parts that it's surprisingly funny. Just the parts of him going through over and over again, having to learn that, oh, this truck is going to hit this time on the breach, otherwise I'm going to get run over. Or I got to roll at exactly this second, I'm going to get run over by this truck, and you hear the sound. It has a decent plot, enough for an action movie like this to where it doesn't bother your brain, and you're never bored enough, like Godzilla, where you start questioning it. You're just running and running, so you don't have time to really sit down and think about it. One thing I really liked is that I like when they have female stars in an action movie that are actually the ones teaching the male star. I like seeing that just because it's nice to see the paradigm shift.
But we know who's the dom and we know who's the sub in that relationship now, don't
Ooh,
we?
You should see My Private Tutor. It came out.
I didn't have to hear that to know that.
But yeah, I give it, and since she said shadows, I'm going to go B5 geekery and I say I give it 8 Vorlons out of 10.
Nice.
Well, you know, we're in the popcorn movie months. There've already been 2 big ones, Amazing Spider-Man and Godzilla, one of which none too fond of, the other I liked a bit. Man, this is the first one that really, like, hit squarely in the bullseye. Yeah, it's Frankenstein, it's built in a lab, but it's made out of, like, custom Ferrari parts, and they really fit together well.
It's an awesome kit car.
Yeah, it's a really awesome kit car. It doesn't step out of its comfort zone, but who the fuck wants it to? It's a really good, fun ride. And, you know, thus far, it's been my favorite no-brainer movie of the year. You know, it's a great action ride that really harkens back to, like I said, that feel of the fun action movies of the 80s. So I give it a solid 4 weaponized groundhogs out of 5.
Nice. Like the ones from Caddyshack?
No, like Punxsutawney Phil, except in battle armor.
I'm just saying.
Those kind of make the best tacos.
I'm all right.
Yes, they do.
Nobody worry about me.
Well, I got that going for me, which is nice.
Let the record show, he did a nice little swizzle dance.
I did, but that was the
really
that
good
was the
one, too.
The
it was really good, so it happened.
I'm all right.
Well, Chris, I just have one thing to say for you when you're waiting for this review. Well...
Well,
we're waiting.
Okay, it's my turn now. This is directed by Doug Liman, who, of course, has done no end of big Hollywood films, not all of which were terribly satisfying to audiences or critics. Jumper was a notable failure that he made that I personally kind of enjoyed, but it didn't make any money and the critics hated it. But then again, he made Swingers, Go is one of my favorite movies. And Go is another film that's very nonlinear and experiments with time. And, it, you know, I'm like, I can see why they're like, you made Go and you made The Bourne Identity. I can see how maybe this is the film was kind of meant for you to mix those two things together. And he does do a very good job. In fact, he films the action here much better than he did in his Bourne film, I would say. Like, a lot better.
You can see what's going on.
Yeah, you can see what's going on for one thing. You know, strong performances across the board with everybody being stuff that they're already good at doing. I mean, that's the thing about this movie. It's all about, like, this is all stuff that's safe. It's all stuff we know that works. They probably spent a lot of money on some... big people to sit down. I mean, Christopher McQuarrie from The Unusual Suspects is one of the co-writers, for instance. There's a lot of people in here who are probably like, we're really good at what we do, and we know how to program a movie, spend the right amount of money that people are going to go, oh my God, that was awesome. From 13-year-old boys who are going to probably jizz themselves watching this.
To even 32-year-old grown women.
Or even 40-plus grown men who are jaded as
hell
and
still go. Well,
you
guys are 40.
You know... I see all the pieces and how they fit together, and I still can't help but admit I had a lot of fun watching it all, you know, play out. It's
Lego Starship Troopers is awesome!
It's more than the sum of its parts, ultimately, is what I'm saying, I guess. So I'm going to give this, 8 out of 10 pleasantly, easily recognizable references from other films.
I would just like to also point out that when people ask me about you guys, I say that you're a lot more than the sum of your parts.
Aww.
Are we more than meets the eye?
Parts is parts?
Don't push it.
My main part is a huge...
What?